We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, Carl Calabrese, political strategist, talking a little bit about the impeachment hearings, day number one. Carl, we were previewing it yesterday. At the end of it all, did we get anything out of the ordinaries, anything that we didn't expect beforehand?
Well, there was one new piece of information offered, and that is Ambassador Taylor said that one of his aides was in a room with the other ambassador who was on the phone with the president, and that he overheard the president on the phone call talking about a quid pro quo. The problem with that is... Number one, it's secondhand information. But more importantly, how did he hear that call? Did the ambassador put the president on a speakerphone? Or did he call this aide over and get him almost, you know, within inches of him and hold the phone away from his ear so he could hear what the president said? There's a credibility issue here. I mean, we all have been in rooms with people talking on the phone. We can hear the person we're in the room with perfectly, but you can't put the phone up against someone's ear unless you're literally cheek to cheek, and the phone is pulled away from the ear. You don't hear anything. So, when they get this person in the witness stand, that's going to be some interesting questions. How did you even hear this call?
You know, you're right. And Carl, like, this is hearsay. If this was a regular courtroom, you couldn't even bring this up, right? There's a different standard here in Congress.
It would be thrown out immediately. The judge would instruct the jury to disregard everything they heard. It would have absolutely no standing at all. And that's what we got yesterday. Nobody, neither of those two witnesses had any firsthand knowledge. In fact, I thought one of the high points was when Representative Jim Jordan read that convoluted sentence from Ambassador Taylor and said, what we have here is six conversations going on amongst four people, and this is where you say you got your information from. So that was, you know, that's all we got yesterday. Everybody's got downstream knowledge. Even Ambassador Taylor said, I want to quote him, he said, quote, my only understanding of these events is from people I've spoken to. So nothing new yesterday. I thought it was interesting that throughout the afternoon on your newscast, on the hour and a half hour, you did not lead with this story. You led with the story about Bishop Malone. I think that speaks volumes about the impact of yesterday's hearings.
Well, or just the impact of what affects people in Western New York directly, because there are still way more hearings and things like that still to come. You would think that there will be more to come from some of these witnesses that Democrats will bring onto the stage, whether it's tomorrow or next week or the week after. You know, people are talking so much about secondhand information, but this was just day one.
Bottom line, there's no new information. We have the transcript. We know Trump brought up the issue of the Bidens and investigating them. So that is what this centers on. Now, as we spoke yesterday in studio, does that reach the level of impeachable? We know that he mentioned it. We know the aid flowed. We know the president of Ukraine never felt pressured. We know that Ambassador Taylor had three face-to-face meetings with the president of Ukraine after the phone call, and never once did the president of Ukraine say to him, you know, your president is putting me under the gun here. Your president is pressuring me on this. Never once. That says something as well. But, you know, from a strategy standpoint, let's just talk strategy. I had this discussion with my business partner yesterday. About a week and a half ago, Mark Teasman, the national correspondent, or the nationally syndicated columnist, wrote an article saying that the Democrats really blew it here strategically. Rather than go down the impeachment trail, which is a very high bar, they should have censured the president. They should have had a censure motion in the House. That probably would have passed, but it also would have put the Republicans in a real spot and may very well have brought a lot of Republicans over. It also would have helped their 31 freshman Democrats who got elected from Trump districts to really kind of take a middle ground and appease their base by saying, I voted to censure him, but not really anger the Republicans like they will if they vote for impeachment. That would have been the best strategy to play here. Because, again, does this mention, one mention of the Bidens in a phone call, rise to the level of bribery, treason, and other high crimes and misdemeanors to remove a president less than 1 year before the election. As I said yesterday, the American people ought to decide this, not a partisan vote in the House of Representatives.
We know now that Gordon Sondland and Alexander Vindman are both on the list to testify, be witnesses next week. Does it surprise you still today now that Bill Taylor was the first to go yesterday?
Well, it did, but again, what is their strategy here? You would think that the strategy would be to lead with your best witnesses, your strongest witnesses. Now, there's another theory that says, well, if this were a court of law, lawyers do the opposite. Lawyers build a case, and they start with their weakest and go to their strongest. So maybe that's what the Democrats are going to do. But again, all of these people have given depositions behind closed doors, but you can read the 304-page summary or the actual 304-page deposition that Colonel Vindman gave behind closed doors to the committee. You can call that up and read it right now. So we pretty much know what he says, unless he alters it, unless he says, oh, by the way, I forgot. And, you know, Taylor kind of did that yesterday with this call with an aide overhearing the ambassador. We'll see if they go down that road.
And, Carl, thanks for joining us. It's Carl Calabrese, political strategist.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.